Okay, so Cruise robo-taxis back in the news again, and not exactly for the best reasons, right? Like, remember that whole thing last year? Pedestrian gets hit not once, but twice.
Yeah, really tragic situation. First a hit and run, then a cruise vehicle right after October 2023.
October 23. Crazy to think it's been almost a year. I mean, talk about shaking people's faith in self-driving cars,
For
right?
sure. I mean, how could it not?
And now here we are, not even a year later, and Cruise is back on the roads, at least in the Bay Area. We're looking at an article here from, let me see, September 19th this year, so just a couple weeks ago. Talks about Cruise making a triumphant return. At least that's what the headline says. What do you think? Triumphant. A little soon to be popping champagne.
Feels a tad premature, doesn't it? I mean, the California DMV, they pulled the plug on their testing permits after that, remember? And they didn't mince words, straight up said, unreasonable risk to public safety.
Yeah, not exactly a glowing endorsement.
Not at all.
So for those of us who, haven't been following every twist and turn, what did Cruise actually do to get back in the DMV's good graces? Because they haven't exactly been keeping a low profile.
Well, they did the whole, company-wide pause on testing thing,
Right, everything stopped.
coast to coast, the whole shebang. Then came the CEO swap, some internal restructuring. They even had layoffs.
Classic playbook.
Right. Shuffle some folks around, trim the fat.
But did they actually fix the tech? I mean,
Yeah.
that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
They're saying they made significant improvements, like their pedestrian detection software. Practically psychic now.
Okay, so no more learning experiences.
At least that's what they're saying.
Right, but how can they actually prove these improvements are enough? I mean, are we just supposed to take their word for it?
Good question. It's a tough one. Seems like they're taking a slow and steady wins the race kind of approach.
How so?
Well, according to this article, starting with mapping vehicles only, Sunnyvale and Mountain View, then maybe a few supervised AVs later in the fall. Baby steps.
Interesting. So easing back into the public's good graces, you think?
Gotta be at least part of the strategy, right? Trying to rebuild some trust, not just with us, the public, but with the regulators too.
Makes sense. Because even if the tech is better, which, who knows, the court of public opinion, that's a whole other beast.
Absolutely. And honestly, it brings up an even bigger question. Like, how much risk are we really willing to accept when it comes to driverless cars? I mean, really? And what's it gonna take, for people to actually feel good about hailing a robotaxi?
I mean, would you hop in a robo-taxi right now, like today, knowing what we know?
Honestly, I don't know about that. It's a little, too soon to say mission accomplished, don't you think? This isn't just like a patching a leaky tire, right? It's people's lives.
Exactly. It's about trusting this technology with our lives, literally. So how do they actually rebuild that trust? What's the magic formula?
Well, for starters, they got to be more transparent.
Transparent, okay, but like, what does that actually mean in this context?
I mean, it can't just be like, trust us, we fixed it. They got to show their work, independent audits of their systems, safety data, all of it. Heck, maybe even give access to the code itself in a way that protects their, trade secrets and all that.
So open the kimono a little, let the experts poke around.
Exactly. Give us something real to work with.
But it's not just on the companies, is it? I mean, we need some serious oversight here, right? Regulation-wise.
Absolutely. We can't just rely on them to self-regulate.
Okay, robust regulations. We hear that a lot. But what does that actually look like in this case? AI driving a car. How do you even begin to wrangle that?
It's tough, no doubt. But we got to start somewhere. Clear safety standards, for one. Like, what's the acceptable collision rate for a robotaxi compared to, a human driver? How do these things handle, like, weird situations, a sudden downpour or a construction zone? And maybe the biggest question of all, who's liable when something inevitably goes wrong?
Okay, so those are some pretty big and I'm guessing unanswered questions.
For sure. But these are the conversations we got to be having.
Yeah.
Because as much as Cruise might want to just like hit the reset button, move on, this whole thing, it's a turning point, really, for the whole self-driving industry. Like, it's a wake-up call.
I mean, are we really going to look back at this whole Cruise thing and think, well, that was a learning experience? Like, at what cost?
Yeah, it does make you wonder, right? I mean, are we pushing these companies too hard, too fast? Shouldn't the rules of the road, so to speak, be set before we've got like thousands of these things driving around?
Right. It's like we're building the plane while we're flying it, which, okay, sometimes you got to do that with new technology, but.
Yeah, I get that. But there's a difference between, pushing boundaries and just like throwing caution to the wind.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
And like you said, with something like this, the stakes are Well, life or death, really.
Exactly. It's not like a software update for your phone, right? This is serious stuff. So yeah, real world testing, sure, it's important, but it's got to be done responsibly. You can't just put a bunch of AVs out there and see what happens.
No kidding. So with crews dipping their toes back in the water, are they setting a good example or just, you know, rushing back in before they've really learned to swim?
Jury's still out on that one, I think. But one thing's for sure, this whole story, it's not over. Not by a long shot.
Yeah, this feels like the beginning, not the end.
Totally. And look, as these self-driving cars become more and more, you know, part of our everyday lives, we got to keep asking the tough questions about accountability, about safety, about what we're willing to risk, frankly, all in the name of progress, right?
It's like we're all in this driverless car together, whether we like it or not. And maybe, just maybe, that's the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive, right? Self-driving cars, they're not some far-off futuristic fantasy anymore. This is happening. It's real. And that means we all need to be paying attention, asking questions, and yeah, maybe even being a little skeptical. Until next time, thanks for joining us on the deep dive.